A recent report from Scholastic found that on average, teachers spend $500 a year of their own money on materials for their classrooms. Many teachers are now turning to crowdfunding school supplies. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider reports on how Pittsburgh Public Schools teachers are filling gaps before they head back to school Monday.
Gina Murphy is back in her Brookline Elementary School classroom for the first time since school ended in the spring. She's pulling box after box down off of shelves that are full of a hodgepodge of toys and fabrics and flashcards.
This is a field box.
She uses the materials as sensory tools and for behavior reinforcement. She's an autism support teacher for third, fourth, and fifth grades.
Everything in this classroom involves getting them to communicate with one another, with adults. And so having materials that are very much highly motivating and interesting is the key.
They're not your typical school supplies, and they weren't purchased by the school district. She points to a horseshoe-shaped table that makes it easier for her to be close to students, and the soft rugs that students sit on instead of wiggling around in a rigid chair. All of it was paid for through online crowdfunding.
If I want to do any of these other things, I put my own money out there to do it. And I have, and I do, because it is so valuable for these kids. Because if you don't have the materials that you need, you don't get as much of an effect.
The Pittsburgh Public Schools district budget is tight. Last year ended with a $15 million operating deficit that will be covered by tapping into the rainy day fund. The district uses a formula to distribute funding to each school based on the total number of students. Each school is then responsible for distributing money to teachers to buy books and basic supplies like pencils and paper. The district does have a grants office to provide guidance for teachers approaching charitable foundations, but it also has partnered with the website Donors Choose since 2009. There, teachers post projects to the site ranging from a couple hundred to tens of thousands of dollars. Anyone can search and fund projects. Donors are sometimes anonymous, and oftentimes they live outside of the district. In Pittsburgh, most successful projects tend to benefit economically disadvantaged schools, and they're not asking for a lot.
But it's those projects that really keep the costs, you know, manageable so that they're funded really quickly is what really gets donors the most excited and the ones that get funded the most quickly.
That's Chris Persall with Donors Choose. He says there's also an assumption among donors that schools in economically disadvantaged neighborhoods have more of a need. About 3,300 projects have been funded in the last 10 years in the Pittsburgh region, totaling about $800,000. Those projects have overwhelmingly been for literacy and mathematics, and each of the projects often has a goal of around $1,000. Brookline Elementary School, with only 500 students, has the most listed projects for one school within the district. Holly Wetzel is a kindergarten teacher there. She right now has three projects listed. She says her school tends to spend excess money on bigger projects, like buying iPads for students that teachers share. One of her projects, then, is to buy headphones for those iPads. She's also raising money to buy a weather vane for her science unit on wind patterns.
So, I mean, I feel like things are being purchased, but it's just, we can't do it all. Like, the school just can't. The school can't do it all. The teachers just can't do it all, asking for parent donations, because parents are kind. And parents bring things in all the time, too. But it just doesn't always work.
Wetzel says she can do her job with what she's given from the district, but it's easy to be tempted to spend her own money for enrichment activities. It's no secret that teachers don't have a lot of disposable income. So instead of spending her own money, she says she's now relying on strangers. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.